Well, ever since all this COVID craziness started, there is a sign that someone put in their front yard that always brings a smile to my face every time I see it. And if you were ever heading east on Cantrell toward downtown, as you're driving through the heights, if you'll look over to your right, you can see it too. It reads, "Thank you, feeders, servers, healers." Now, I love that sign. It's so simple in how it looks and what it says, and yet it highlights just a few of the many people for whom I am so thankful right now. And I've said this before, and you've been thinking about it on your own, but it is impossible to spend too much time giving thanks for all the people who are going above and beyond, who are going the extra mile, who are putting themselves in harm's way just by doing their job, just by doing what they do. One of Paige's brothers lives in New York City right now, and he is quarantined in his apartment like the rest of the city because the city has been hit hard by this virus. And so he sent Paige a text just a few days ago with a video. And here's what he explains is going on in the video. "Here is a video where you can hear the city yelling and applauding for our city's workers. This is what happens here every day at 7 p.m. Now, I love that video, and there are so many videos out there of people who are showing exuberant, boisterous ways to display their gratitude for the good works of other people. And it reminds me of another story I read this last week that didn't receive the same amount of fanfare, but it is a powerful story nonetheless. This one was about factory workers in Pennsylvania. And you can see in this picture, they are coming out of the factory for the first time in a month. This is a factory that produces raw materials that go into making surgical masks and surgical gowns for the medical professionals who are working on the front line. But here's what this factory did, because there was such a need to ramp up productions. Workers agreed that every day they would work 12-hour shifts. And when they got off, then another group would come in and they would work 12-hour shifts. But when they got off, instead of going home and going into the community and risking being exposed to the virus so that they could keep working as much as possible, they agreed to live at the factory, to sleep at the factory for a month. So the picture you just saw is the first time that they're getting out and going home and seeing family for a month. And there are so many amazing stories like this, stories that make the papers and make the internet, but it doesn't have to just be those stories. It's all the stories of your everyday experiences of seeing people that you know are continuing to go to work and put themselves in harm's way so that the rest of us can keep going about our lives. And so I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If you're one of those people, thank you. We are grateful for you and for all the other people, not just at our church, but in our community and in our nation and in our world. We are so grateful. And you cannot stop too many times to give thanks for the other people in your life who are doing these sorts of things. But I also want to encourage all of us to not stop there in our attempt to grow in gratitude in a time like this, especially at a time like this. because gratitude can be hard to come by, but gratitude is critical for the health of our hearts and our minds and our souls. And so I want to think about ways that we can intentionally seek to grow in gratitude, not just for other people, but in all aspects of life, especially during a time like this. And to help us with that, I've recruited some of our members to help read from Psalm 136.
Hey, everybody. We're going to be reading from Psalms 136, verses 1 and 2.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great works, his love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever.
Who made the great lights, his love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever.
May God bless the reading of his word.
It always makes me so happy to see so many of our members participating in these videos. Now, let me pause for a moment to say, if you have not yet participated in one of our videos, but you're interested in doing that, let me know. I'd love to get you on here. It is good for us to see as many different members as possible. Now, let me tell you why I love Psalm 136. I can envision this psalm in my head being recited in a church together or in a synagogue together. This is a psalm that is meant to be a call and response. So one person declares a reason to give thanks to God, something God has made, something God has done, and then the rest declare in unison, God's love endures forever. 26 verses in the psalm. So 26 times the congregation would declare that same thing. God's love endures forever. Now the psalm starts with creation, a celebration of everything God has made. And that's an easy one for us to grab onto, even though there's been quite a bit of rain these last few weeks. There is also a lot of green and a lot of flowers that are exploding in their bloom. And it is a beautiful reminder, if you will stop for just a moment, if you will get outside for just a moment, of all the beauty that is around us, even during what is sometimes an ugly and difficult time. But the psalm doesn't just stop with what God has made. It's also a time of reflection, of looking back and celebrating all the things that God has done. So the parts of the psalm that we didn't read for this video are parts where Israel starts to reflect on its history and the history of God's saving works in their lives. So it looks back on the Exodus and God's merciful delivery during that time and God's provision during times in the wilderness and the way God guides as Israel is moving into the promised land. And that's part of the power of gratitude. Gratitude finds its legs not just in looking around, but oftentimes we see things that we missed when we look back, when we reflect on our history, all the ways that we see the fingerprints of God, that maybe we missed them in the moment. But as we look back in hindsight, we find and remember ways in which God has poured out his graciousness on us in the past. And when we take time to look back and reflect and remember on reasons for gratitude from our past, that also helps us open our eyes for all the many things that are happening around us for which we give thanks. I like this quote from Adele Ogberg Calhoun. She writes, "Thankfulness is a thread that can bind together all the patchwork squares of our lives. Difficult times, happy days, seasons of sickness, hours of bliss, all can be sewn together into something lovely with the thread of thankfulness." That image of our lives being this patchwork quilt with gratitude as the thread that holds it all together, that is a powerful image to me. Gratitude does not mean that all the difficult parts of our lives go away. Gratitude means that they can be a little more bearable. Gratitude enables us to see more of the good in the midst of the bad. In other words, gratitude is a set of lenses through which we see the world, not to change the world, not to put blinders on so that we don't see the ugliness. It is the power to continue to see the good in the midst of the bad. When we take the time to look around and reflect on all the blessings that are still there, and when we take time to look back and reflect on all the ways that God has proven himself faithful to us in the past, then it makes whatever we're going through in the present more bearable for us, and it makes it better for other people that are around us also. I can't help but remember when Jesus is faced with a huge crowd in Mark 6 that is hungry, that is looking to him to be fed. And Jesus looks to his disciples to see what they can bring to the table. And they bring a little bit of bread and a little fish and just a little bit of faith. Jesus takes what they give him. Then he looks up to the heavens and he prays. And the first thing he does when he prays is he gives thanks. He doesn't wait for the miracle that we know is about to happen. He doesn't wait until he's overflowing with food for all the people and everyone's bellies are full and smiles are on their faces. He gives thanks before. He gives thanks in the midst of the crisis. He gives thanks when many around him are struggling. And I think that is such a beautiful reminder for us. Not that we put blinders on to the challenges around us, not that we ignore the hard times. We acknowledge them, we admit them, and yet we still choose to look for reasons to give thanks. And so I've asked some of our members to help us by sharing some things that they're thankful for right now.
Carol and I are most grateful for the longevity of our life, for our health, for our extended family, and especially our church family. Look forward to seeing you.
Hey, Chanel, how are you doing? It's Tom and Cassandra Powell. We've been asked to share a few of our thoughts, especially around gratitude that we've learned during this COVID crisis. And I think we're both very grateful for discovering the things that are around us all the time. I mean, we've had time to discover how pretty it is when you actually get to go outside. We've discovered new technologies that are allowing us to connect with people. I mean, at any other time, this crisis would have been hard to bear. And we're grateful for the time to rethink priorities and family and future. So it's been a real good chance for us to rediscover the things that are around us all the time to be grateful for.
And I've been so grateful to have this time to, instead of focusing on the day-to-day things and the traffic and shopping or whatever, it's been nice that I've been trying to look for ways and things to focus on. And I've been focusing a lot on what God's trying to teach me through this. And I've been so grateful that He's shown me life's simple things again, and being with family and focusing on friends, and just enjoying being home with the girls and Tom, and being able just to enjoy the simple things in life again have really recentered me. And I'm just so grateful that God is working through this for us and for everybody, I think. And so I definitely am very grateful these days.
And don't forget comfy clothes, getting to work in comfy clothes. That's very nice.
For sure.
We'll be praying for you. Have a good day.
I'm grateful for a home that is mostly filled with joy and love as the walls creep in on us over the past few weeks. I'm grateful for our health, and I am grateful for the peace that I have, knowing that God is at the helm as we navigate these difficult times.
I'm grateful for the many ways we're able to stay connected with our friends and family during social distancing. I'm grateful for the sunny days and all of our memories made.
I'm grateful for sports, my mom and dad, and God and Jesus, and popsicles.
I am grateful that spring and strawberry season came to Arkansas in spite of the coronavirus. I'm grateful that I've been able to get outside more and take walks and read books, and that the people I know who have gotten sick have gotten better, and the people I know who have been quarantined did not go crazy. And most of all, I'm grateful for all the ways that people try to find to take care of each other.
I am thankful to have the girls home for a little while and the family time we've had together. I'm thankful for cooking and new recipes that we have tried. I am thankful for Two Rivers Park and the beautiful place it is to go and walk and run.
I'm thankful that even though we've been physically apart from one another, we've still been able to stay in touch with our friends, family, and church family.
I'm thankful for all of the ebooks that I can get from the library and for Hulu and Netflix. I'm thankful for family dinners, our family TV show, and more quality time with the dog.
I love our people. Now let me invite you to pause this video for just a moment and to reflect and think about one person, one item, and one activity for which you are grateful. And if you're watching this video with someone else, then this may be something you would like to discuss together. Thanksgiving is possible, not because everything is perfect, but because God is present. God always is, God always was, God always will be. We have the choice to stitch together the different parts of our lives with a thread of gratitude. And maybe it's not a bad idea to follow the lead of New Yorkers on this one. Set aside a time every day, perhaps at the same time every day, to look around, to look back on the day that came before, to find all the reasons for gratitude, and then give a little shout of thanks. I close with this verse from 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Good morning, and we hope that you're doing well this morning, and thank you for joining us for our service. You know, as we've all been going through this crisis, it's given us an opportunity to stop and think. Think about all the things that God has granted us, the gifts and the blessings that He's given us, even in the midst of this storm. So as we begin today's service, let's go to Him in prayer and thankfulness for those things. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. The beauty that surrounds us, the sunshine, the greening of the trees and the grass and the growing of flowers. As spring is springing and the seasons change, we're so thankful for the renewal of life as we see it happen right before our very eyes. And Lord, as we've been going through this virus crisis, we've all been impacted in different ways, but yet we've had the opportunity to stop and think and thank you for the things that you've given us, the blessings of our work, of our safety, of our homes, of our food, of our fellowship and friendships, and the opportunity to have a relationship with you. Because, Lord, that's the most important thing of all. You've blessed us with that opportunity through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we're thankful for that. And even though this crisis will pass, we know that in the midst of it, through it, before it, and after it, you're always there with us, walking with us, sometimes carrying us when needed, as we go through the storms of this life. And Lord, we know that in the life to come with you, that none of this will be a problem, that there will be no sorrow, there will be no pain, that there only will be joy in living with you and in loving you. So while we're here on this earth, I pray that we would be good and faithful servants for you, thankful for the things that we've been given, and taking those things and using them to help others, just as you've placed us here to do. We love you and we praise you, for it's in your Son's name. Amen.